Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Game 3, playoff baseball. Back in the Motor City. Joining us this morning, it's the Tiger manager, AJ Hinch. AJ, finally got to sleep in your own beds. Welcome back home.
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, that was a long, extended road trip for all the right reasons, though. We got to the playoffs. We go to Cleveland. We have a nice series there, nice little party, and then head out to Seattle, and now we're back. So we're going to be thrilled walking into Comerica Park today and playing in front of our home fans in the playoffs.
Yeah, taking the split in Seattle, how did you feel about the way you guys opened the series?
Yeah, I love game one. I mean, that's the one you love to win and get an opportunity, you know, going into game two. And even in game two, I mean, what a hard-fought, you know, game, and we fell short. But it, you know, this is playoff baseball, and I love the stress. I love the drama. I love the debates and all the things that come with being one of, you know, only, you know, what is it, 8 teams still standing and having a chance to advance. So productive trip out to Seattle. Obviously, we'd love to have been greedy and won both games, but getting the split, we come home, you know, fun game three ahead of us, and you know, I'm proud of our guys for enduring what was a pretty tough 2 weeks, you know, to get baseball back to Comerica.
Well, and we may have to wait a little bit longer. I know it's not the first time you guys are faced with the possibility of a rain delay, but with all the pressure, the stress, and the excitement of playoff baseball, does it change at all having a rain delay in the postseason versus the regular season?
I don't think so, just because we're home. So we have the comfortable home clubhouse. We, you know, obviously we'll have, you know, sort of first knowledge of what's going on. The league does a great job of communicating. We are going to get the game in. It doesn't look like it's a wipeout. But we'll have these little meetings along the way to find out what the start time is. And then given that it's the first home game, I'm sure there's going to be a ceremony before the game. And so it's a long, drawn-out process. So the length of the day is a little bit longer. But, you know, when we were in Seattle and Cleveland both, we have multiple bus times to go from the hotel to the field, depending on what you need to accomplish. And as the season got later, the players all piled on bus one. Like, they were ready to go to the field really early because of the excitement. So that won't dull it down, and there's not much you can control in the scheduling anyway, but specifically in October, you know, we're just going to wait around and tell us when to play.
Flaherty today, Mize tomorrow, flip the order from the first series. What was the thought process with that decision?
A little bit of Jack on regular rest and Casey getting some extended bullpens. Both have been good in those scenarios. Lately, Jack on regular rest, regular routine. You know, both of them came out with small pitch counts, so that wasn't that big a deal. But, you know, we had to pick one or the other, and having Jack on regular rest and kind of sticking with his regimen was attractive, and then obviously Casey gets the extra bullpen and a little time to ramp up to game four. So, you know, he's a slightly better matchup, Jack is, than Casey with the spin and the velo. But it's, you know, we didn't feel like we could make a bad choice, but we got the benefit of Jack on regular rest, Casey with extra rest.
In terms of the bats, it's something obviously I know you guys are talking about, you guys are feeling, we're talking about. What type of mentality do you want to see from your hitters as they head to the plate with or against Gilbert today?
Yeah, just keep fighting. You know, I got asked yesterday, you know, what are you going to do to get these guys to hit? And I just sort of wanted to laugh. Like, it's not as simple as snap your fingers and the Seattle Mariners pitching staff is going to become garbage. Like, they're good. And we've got to stay in that fight and pick the right pitches to swing at and be aggressive at the right times, but also be patient. Gilbert's super hard to deal with because of he's got a funky delivery. He's got really high-end pitches. He punches out a billion guys, and you have to kind of endure, you know, the high pitch count, pitch around the margins, 98 to 90 mile an hour split, and pass the baton to the next guy. So it's easy to say, hey, we want a little bit more contact, a little bit more run production, but the first two games kind of show you how this series is going to go, where the one run game's a big swing, a big defensive play, you know, a big punch out by a pitcher. Like, those are key parts of the day. But you know, we're working and we're obviously pushing these guys, but we're also facing, you know, arguably some of the best arms in the league.
How much of it is that it's playoff pitching, and how much of it is, hey, we still got to find a way. We can't have both the strikeouts and not the extra base hits.
No, both. I mean, it's all in all the time, and it's trying to find solutions and not just complain about, you know, the problems. I mean, everybody has the at-bat to conduct. My big thing about playoff baseball is executing your game plan. Like, you're going to face the best. There are only good teams left. Like, no one is a bad team, and no one has, you know, huge holes on their roster. And so you get in the competition and realize it's one-on-one and trying to execute the plan while he's trying to do the opposite. So it's funny. You know, we I love the way Tarek Skubal threw the ball. Obviously, Troy Melton got us off to a good start. You know, that's good pitching against their hitting. They're doing the same thing against us. I mean, Carp came up with a big swing. Torque came up with a big swing. It's going to take more of that, you know, to score some runs against Seattle. And we're going to try to win the series. But you got to win game three, you know, in order to put yourself in a better position.
Juggling pitching in the postseason. We know you have to. And I know you've talked about trying to avoid throwing the same guys to the same pockets of hitters. Finnegan saw the top of the order in both games. Is it, hey, man, that's our guy, let it eat, or is that something you try to avoid today?
No, he'll get him again. I mean, this is a five-game series, and it's never perfect. And, you know, we Brash saw the middle of our order, and Munoz saw the same group of hitters 2 days in a row as well. I mean, you're going to go with your guys that you feel good about because you're trying to win the game, and you're trying to get the outs that you can. And I think the sequencing can change. I think the where you attack them can change. But let's not forget it's a one-on-one competition, and making pitches is certainly key. But, you know, they got good guys on their end, and you got to come out on top of more of those one-on-one competitions than you don't.
We've heard you talk about your thoughts about small ball. We've seen a little bit in the postseason and playoff baseball. It's, hey, any way you can get a run across, any way you can move batters forward. How does your philosophy change, or does it, in the postseason regarding small ball?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's a fun way when it works. but I also watched last night when Philly, you know, bunted into an out to third base with a runner in scoring position. So it's not a fail-proof approach. It depends on where you are in the order. We did it a little bit in Cleveland. We're not afraid to do it against Seattle, but it's all situation-based, where you are in the order, where you are in the game, where they are with their pitching, and are you willing to trade an out for 90 feet and what that does to the next hitter. You know, I mean, it's, you know, small ball can feel really good in the moment, and then the next guy punches, and all of a sudden, you know, you put yourself in a position that you wish you would have swung the bat. So on the flip side, you can let him swing, and the same thing can happen. So I try not to be too results-based, because in my job, I've got to put us in a good position and put us in a good process. But the ebbs and flows of the postseason can create opportunities where one run matters more than it feels like in, you know, March, April, May, June. Given the magnitude, the one run lead allows you to change your pitching, or it allows you to put more pressure on the opponent. So I tend to do it a little bit more in the postseason than I do in a June series in, you know, Minnesota.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You had a lot of the old school baseball fans fired up in game one against Cleveland. He bunted a couple times in that game. I understand that the trade-off rate is giving away outs and playing for only one run, but in some of these games, yeah. It feels like, especially when Scuba was playing in that game, or you got a guy rolling, one run might be enough to win these games.
Hey, just make sure you guys love on us a little bit if we do that and they get the lead runner out at third in the ninth inning with you only have three outs left.
All right. Question on Cole Keith. You've DH'd him. Do you envision him playing the field this series, or is this just kind of the game plan he's going to be a bat?
Right now, I think we're going to stick with the bat. It allows Wenzel Perez to be on the bench. You know, obviously, he's almost two players in one. I've said that a couple times. And Colt, you know, he's going to hit third today. I'm going to change the order a little bit to try to make their decisions a little bit harder with how they're attacking Karp and Greeny. And so you've seen me take him out of the game and use him as a place where I can either pinch hit or they've got to give him another at bat against a right-handed pitcher. So with Gilbert, he's going to hit a little bit higher in the order, and we're going to stick with the bat. The trade out of putting him at third base, you know, shifts McKinstry either to the bench or to the outfield, which then shifts Karp, and Wenzel still could be out, or I got to take Parker out. So we're going to value Colt's bat the most against these right-handed starters, and then if they bring in a lefty, I have the option of Jamai or Andy or Wenzel, or I can flip it throughout the game if need be.
I guess a follow-up, if you're moving Colt Keith up, which lefty are you going to move? I guess both, Karp and Green. I mean, I don't think you're doing all three lefties in a row, are you?
No, I'm not going to do three lefties. I'm going to lead off Karp, which I did earlier in the day. So I'll break the news now that I'm going to lead Karp off and make them make decisions faster. That 19th hitter, which I talked about, I think, on this show earlier in the year, makes for a really quick decision with Gilbert and gives us an option to have a big bat, get as many at-bats as we can before they try to bring Spire in.
We've seen the environment in Cleveland. We saw the environment in Seattle. It's going to be an orange out today. Whenever the game gets going, when there's two strikes, we always hear, especially with, you know, Jack's on the mound, we hear the crowd get going. How much does that play into the emotions and the moment of the game?
It's huge. I mean, the crowd, the home field advantage is legit, and it puts a ton of pressure on the opponent when it's against you. And so the emotion of the playoffs brings its own intensity when your crowd is behind you in the biggest moment, whether it's when you're up to bat and the pitcher's trying to make pitches and he's fallen behind, or if you are Jack Flaherty or Finnegan or Vest and you're on the mound and the hitter's under a lot of stress. I mean, you know, I know not many people maybe have felt the 45,000, you know, wrath of screams at people, but it is a legit emotional experience for guys, and it's nice to be home. I mean, we just played in some of the more volatile environments in Seattle specifically, but even Boston at the tail end of the year on that Friday night, and Cleveland brought it pretty well in the playoffs. It's nice to be in the white uniform and wear it at home and have the group for you and feeling that that backing that this city has always done, but it's grown to the last couple of years with this specific team.
Just end on that. What's your message to fans who are going to make their way out to the ballpark tonight?
Come and enjoy it. This is the second year in a row we've been in this environment and in the playoff baseball. Detroit's one of the best sports towns in the business, and we love being at home. We love playing at home in front of this team and in front of these fans with this team, and we're looking forward to the environment and rewarding them with hopefully another playoff win.
He's Tiger manager AJ Hinch.
Good luck. Go get him.
You got it. Take care.
It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.